Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight we have the pleasure of speaking to a woman ex-combatant who wanted to be known by the name Comrade Chasarira, as she fears victimization. She is a member of People First, led by Amai Joyce Mujuru. Tell us about yourself. You are a woman ex-combatant and you were also in the skirmishes that happened in Harare on Wednesday. Tell us a little bit about your life history and how you got to be there on Wednesday.
We heard it on the TV that on that day, for the following day, we are wanted in Harare for a meeting which was going to be addressed by our patron. But to be surprised, when we got into Harare to the sports center, we found there was police all over, even to the ZANU-PF headquarters, there were police. The police started spraying some gas to us and to other comrades, so we started running all over the town. And some were in their cars, were just everywhere, and we were not yet. We slept at the sick center, waiting to be addressed till today.
So who was supposed to address you? Who is your patron?
Our patron is President Mugabe.
Who came to tell you that your patron was not coming to address you?
We were told on the TV the previous night that tomorrow morning all the combatants are supposed to come to Harare.
We've also seen that within ZANU-PF itself, there are different factions. What is the real truth of these factions? Where do you, as ex-combatant, women ex-combatants, where are you aligned?
At the moment, we are divided. Some, they are at the G40, some at the Mnangagwa, but as for me, I'm at the Mujuru.
You are openly saying you're now with Amai Mujuru. Why have you chosen that as the party that works for you?
Because I've wasted my time for nothing. Just think of it, I went to war when I was 12 and now I'm 57. Nothing I've gained from this government which I've worked for. And I've got nothing. My children are not working. Myself, I'm not working. We have got rent and we stay in town. We want to eat day and day. We are now grannies. I've got one daughter who is employed. She's the one who is looking after all this family. But the mother is an ex-combatant.
Tell us a little bit about your family. How big is your family? And since you came back from the war, how have you been able to cope and to just go back into society as a woman?
Since I came back from war, I've been sustaining myself with the little of, I'm earning 175, and I've been selling this and that and to sustain my family. And I managed to educate my girl, and the other girl is not now educating the other boys and girls in the family. As you know, our culture, if one is educated, you educate the others. By the grace of the Lord, we are managing to do this. And we are farming, but farming is useless to us because we don't have input. We don't have people who come and buy our things, and there's no range at the moment.
You were also talking about some of the trauma that you witnessed during the war. Tell us a little bit about that. You entered war when you were a young girl, and then you said you faced a lot of challenges as a woman. Tell us your experience
during
before
the
coming
war,
back.
We were forced to sleep with big people, sleep with old people, and we have against our will, and we were forced to do things which you are not supposed to do. But we were just looking at them because we thought that's the war. But it's now only I'm realizing that that was not war. It was something which is against my will.
Time is not on our side. Thank you, Chasarira, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.